Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy Halloween! Okay, folks sending me their creepy stories online. 800-905-0989. Texter writes here, if this CR is passed, isn't it only good till November 21st and then we are back to the same thing? Yeah, we just get a few weeks. Would changing the date also require a new vote in the House? Actually, don't know. That's a good thing to look up, though. Yeah, no, I think the Democrats are envisioning mass chaos for Christmas. I think that's the plan. J.D. Vance pointing out, we're going to see massive traffic snarls here. Texter writes, I think they thrive in chaos, and that's what they want. Texter writes, Tara, if the filibuster is removed, the Democrats will be able to overturn everything that President Trump accomplishes as soon as they gain majorities. Yes, that's true. But as Trump pointed out, if they gain majorities, they will remove the filibuster themselves, more than likely. They tried to last time. They did get blocked by two independent-minded senators, Kirsten Sinema and Joe Manchin. So they did fail, but they did try. And, you know, look, I'm looking at this text. Tara, if the filibuster is removed, the Democrats will be able to overturn everything that President Trump accomplishes as soon as they gain majority. Yeah, but here's the thing. Most of what Trump's accomplishing right now is executive orders. So that stuff was never going to hold anyway because he can't get it through the Senate. So, those executive orders will just get broomed right off the desk the second he's gone. This actually gives him a chance to do something permanent. Although you're right. I mean, I don't like the idea of getting rid of the filibuster, but Trump is making a good point when he says, look, they're going to get rid of it no matter what. Interesting situation, isn't it? All right. I want to jump onto this because this is unprecedented in America. We've never seen a thing like this before. I keep saying that every day now. There's always something. You see what's in the Atlantic? The left is losing their minds because Trump officials are increasingly moving onto military bases. Stephen Miller, his deputy chief of staff, Marco Rubio, our secretary of state, Kristi Noem, and others have taken over homes that until recently housed senior officers. You know what's missing from this entire piece? I did a text search of it, and then I read the whole thing. I said, I bet you. And they go on and on and on. They're living like kings, and it's not fair. Base living in the unofficial Trump green zone has become something of a double-edged status symbol. Always a status symbol. Yeah, they're living for free. It's so not fair. Well, why are they living there? Yeah. Does the word bounty appear in this article? No. Does the word cartel appear in this article? No. As in, the cartels in Mexico have offered up to $50,000 bounties on ICE agents' heads. We just arrested one illegal immigrant gang leader in Chicago for that exact thing. It's not theory. We have his texts. They're part of the indictment. That guy put a $10,000 bounty on a sector chief, the Border Patrol, Greg Bovino. Let me ask you a question. Who's the top ICE agent? Like, who'd be the biggest, baddest, best kill? That'd be Kristi Noem, the one who just moved into military housing. Yeah, she's the head ICE. ICE answers to the Department of Homeland Security, ultimately. She's the head ICE agent. Why would Stephen Miller be moving into military housing? Have you heard what's going on in his neighborhood? Folks, his liberal neighbors are hunting him and his family. They formed something called the Arlington Neighbors United for Humanity. Enough, A-N-U-F-H. And they've been putting up signs all over the neighborhood to let people know which house he and his three small children and wife live in. They keep chalking the front of the house, like the brick walk there, to let everyone know, hey, they live here. They want him dead. By the way, this started after Charlie Kirk's assassination. But why would Stephen Miller, in particular, in the era of the cartel bounty on your head, again, 50, by the way, that, remember the intel report, that's coming out of Mexico, those cartels. Why would Stephen Miller move into military housing? Oh, he just wants to use it as a status, but no. He's the known architect of Trump's immigration policy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So, yeah, I mean, if you're a cartel, your hit list, top of it, Homan Gnome Miller. They say one other member of the Trump administration has had to move into military housing, too, but that they're not going to disclose that person's identity for whatever reason. They say they agreed not to. So the left, this is huge on the left this morning, especially if you go to Blue Sky. They're living like kings. They think the military is their Praetorian Guard. They're like aristocracy. They've moved on to the base. Nowhere in these articles, now the mainstream media is picking it up, nowhere does it mention the bounties. Because they want them dead. They do. The left wants them dead. They want to see them die in the streets, just like Charlie Kirk. You don't think the left wants us dead? Spend some time on Blue Sky. It'll disabuse you of that notion. Oh, it's just a few of them. No, it's all of them. It's many of them. It's very popular. And folks, when you put that with what we saw this week with Greg Bovino, with that liberal judge ordering him, he's the one running the Chicago operation for ICE, ordering him to come and sit with Her Highness at 6 p.m. every day. And then you know what? That didn't need to be announced publicly, that it's 6 p.m. and he's got to show up in person at the courthouse. But she did. She did it on purpose. She literally puts it out there in a press release that through the court system, that he's supposed to be there at 6 p.m. every night. Why? Well, let the cartels know where he is. They've already put a bounty on his head. $10,000 for his murder, but $2,000 for his kidnapping and torture. So that's Democrats going, let's tell the cartels where he'll be every night at 6. Now, fortunately, the Trump administration was able to appeal that. And for now, he doesn't have to show up. But you know what this judge did? She has him wearing, by court order, a video so she could watch everything he does. And all of this is because a left-wing group that hurled rocks and bricks and frozen water bottles, some of them hitting Bovino, are suing because he tear gassed them. And so she's ordered him, can't use the tear gas unless you stand there and give them two warnings. Never mind, you got a guy there with a knife. He's writing a video. Fox News played it. Why would you do that? Why would you be like, excuse me, he'll be here every night at 6. Yep, right here, courthouse, got to kill him. I've ordered him. I'm a judge. I'll put him in jail if he doesn't. You can kill him there. Oh, wait, did I say that out loud? Yeah, those cartels, the gangs, they're in the jails too. He can't go there. They'll kill him. Folks, one of the most chilling things and like bad A things I've ever seen this week, what was this week, was Bovino having to risk his life to walk from the ICE vehicle to the courthouse. It wasn't that he was doing that. He was ordered to do it. It was the federal agents flanking him, using their bodies to shield him from the cartel bullets that the Democrats were trying to draw down on him. Now they're trying everything they can to get Kristi Noem out of military housing. By the way, can you believe this? They're even objecting to Pete Hegseth living on a military base. Do you know he's paying $4,700 a month for that? Pete Hegseth, Secretary of War. Why would he have to live there with his family? Well, he's the guy droning the cartels. The cartels who put to bounties that they don't mention in the articles. I don't even think the left knows these people have bounties on their heads. Folks, this is nothing less than the left working with the cartels to try to get these people killed. It's what it is. This is the times we live in where Trump officials have to live behind walls because the left and the cartels are so deranged. That's the scariest thing I've heard so far today on Halloween.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.